Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel has filed a federal lawsuit in California on behalf of three faith-based crisis pregnancy centers, challenging a law that went into effect earlier this year in January that requires these crisis pregnancy centers to provide information about the availability of abortion. Now, these are crisis pregnancy centers that are there to protect innocent human life, obviously contrary to abortion. And yet the law requires them now to provide information to the people that are coming in about abortion. This is unbelievable, and Liberty Counsel's now in the fray fighting on behalf of these crisis pregnancy centers. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this case is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com.
Well, Matt, it's worse than just that they have to provide information on abortion. This is AB 775. It mandates that these faith-based crisis pregnancy centers, that they have to use a scripted, state-drafted pro-abortion message, or they're fined up to $1,000 for each time they fail to comply with this, Matt. This is simply Orwellian. I mean, what comes to mind, this would be like a law where they tell, you know, all the various NAACP locations around the country, that are African American, they have the National African American Organization, that they tell these groups, you have to utter a pro-KKK message at every time you have someone come to your facility and tell them about the opportunity to go hear about the KKK at their different facilities around the country. This is absolutely staggering, and this is intimidation and bullying on the part of the state there in California.
Yes, that is. In fact, we represent three different pregnancy centers. His Nesting Place, which is located in Long Beach, Pregnancy and Family Resource Center, San Bernardino, and Birth Joys of the Desert, located in La Quinta. All of these are licensed. Some of them are unlicensed pregnancy counseling centers, so there's a difference in terms of whether they're using ultrasound to be licensed or not using ultrasound and not licensed. But all of them have to post a prescribed government message. I mean, it is unbelievable if you have a medical facility or a help facility. It would be like coming to Liberty Counsel, for example, and having people come in and you want to talk to them about religious freedom or church and state, and you have to now give them an alternative that they can go visit the ACLU and give them the address, somebody who's completely contrary to you. Or take a black African-American organization, the NAACP or something like that, and someone comes to them and they have to give information about where the local anti-black racist organization could be looked up. I mean, it's inconceivable, but this is in California, and it's in the context of the abortion and the death culture, and Liberty Counsel is now pushing back. Now, Liberty Counsel had the very first case in the country on this issue a number of years ago. It happened to be in Florida. And in that particular case, the Florida, at the time, the department that was governing these crisis pregnancy centers and other abortion clinics, they issued a regulation. It was when we had a very pro-abortion governor and cabinet. They issued a regulation that said that the crisis pregnancy centers had to give information about alternatives for abortion. They had to give it to these people, and they had to give them information from the Yellow Pages so they could show them in the Yellow Pages book at the time where they could get abortion services. Liberty Counsel, we filed suit against them. It was called True Life Choice versus the Department of Health and Human Services in Florida. And we ultimately won that case at the Court of Appeals, at the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. So this is not something new. There's a specific precedent out there. Liberty Counsel has established that precedent. And we're going now into California, litigating there. Of course, that's a different world, going up to the 9th Circuit Court of Appeals eventually, and then perhaps this thing might even go to the U.S. Supreme Court. But we're not going to stand by and allow the state of California, any government, to tell crisis pregnancy centers that they have to refer someone to a place that will ultimately kill the unborn child that they're trying to protect.
Well, this is a government viewpoint discrimination, but it's so much worse than kind of your run-of-the-mill viewpoint discrimination. This law presumes to force, to compel speech, and not only to compel speech, and not only to compel a certain viewpoint, but to compel a viewpoint that those who are being compelled happen to actually completely disagree with and be fighting against, to be standing against. So it's the government forcing someone to affirm something with which they disagree, which seems to be, in this day and age, a pretty popular thing with the government, to force people to do and say things with which they disagree. You think of that in the context of the gay marriage debate, of abortion, and, you know, and they're all under the same umbrella. This is all about not just quashing dissent, not just silencing dissent, but forcing assent, compelling assent. So they're not, the progressive left is no longer satisfied to just silence those who disagree with them. Now they want to compel those who disagree with them to come in line and verbalize their agreement with their Orwellian positions on these issues.
Yeah, the right to speak and the right to not speak are two different sides of the same coin. You have the right to freedom of speech, but you also have the right not to speak. The government can't force you to say something, and that's exactly what they're trying to do here. There's the case that went to the U.S. Supreme Court a number of years ago about the license plate with the slogan, Live Free or Die. And when a pacifist said, I don't want that slogan because I'm a pacifist on my plate, they had a First Amendment right to not be compelled to carry around a government message that conflicts with their sincerely held religious beliefs in that case, or their right to freedom of speech, to not have a compelled message that they are having to say. But this is even worse. Here, you're actually engaged in saving human lives, and they want you to give out the business card, if you will, or give information that's prescribed by the government to places that will actually be exactly the opposite, that will take the human life that you're trying to save. Your reason for existence, which is protected by the First Amendment, freedom of speech and freedom of association, your reason for existence is to help women and to save lives. And now they want you to actually be in the business of referring these women to the place where they actually will ultimately be manipulated, be used, and they'll ultimately have their unborn child brutally murdered. I mean, this is absolutely unbelievable, but this is how far this political correctness, this anti-God secularist movement has come, where they're not content with you simply being silent on the sideline. They want to conscript you and force you to carry their bucket. They want you to carry their message.
Well, you know, you hear people on the left saying, well, the culture wars are over. And frankly, on the right, you hear some kind of, you know, so-called moderate establishment types that are, you know, on the right saying the culture wars are over. This is all, you know, President Obama said the culture wars are so 90s. Matt, the culture wars have ramped up to a level we have not seen in this nation. And thank heavens that Liberty Counsel is on the front lines, is at the forefront in pushing back.
Well, pray for Liberty Counsel in this case, because it's in California. And by the way, we've just discovered recently that the judge in this case may have some long-standing connections directly and indirectly with Planned Parenthood, with abortion-providing facilities. So we're going to have to deal with that in this particular case. Pray for this case as we ultimately defend not only these, but all the pro-life crisis pregnancy centers that will benefit from this litigation. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Again, the website is lc.org. I encourage you to sign up for the Liberty Alert email, which is an informational email. And also, there are other emails. You can go there or libertycounsel.com for the same information. And that is two different activist emails, one for Liberty Counsel, one for our sister organization, Liberty Counsel Action, dealing with public policy and national laws. Sign up for both of those. Those are emails that have lots of substance and give you opportunities to respond, whether it's petitions or faxes or else or otherwise. You can sign up for all of those and much more at either lc.org or libertycouncil.com. Remember to pray for Liberty Council regularly. We understand that we are in a spiritual battle. And we also ask you to stand with us financially. We couldn't do what we're doing, providing pro bono services at no cost to our clients, without your continued and faithful financial support. You can make a contribution online at lc.org or go there for additional information.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.